My name is Isabella Castillo, and today I'll be interviewing Zachary Shea on pit bulls. What's with their bad reputation? Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hey, Issa. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Okay, so let's start off with question one. Are you a dog person? Like, do you like dogs?
Actually, yes, I do. I own two at my house, and they're very nice and friendly.
Nice, nice. What kind of breed are they?
One of them is a mix of a terrier and a chihuahua, and one of them is unknown, but we think it is a pit bull and a Jack Russell Terrier.
Wow, that's actually pretty interesting based on the title of this podcast. We're actually talking about pit bulls, so what's your opinion of pit bulls? Do you like them? Do you not like them?
Judging from my pet dog named Peach, she is very hyper. It could just not be from the pit bull side, but yes, actually, I do very much like pit bulls.
Since our topic is whether pit bulls are aggressive or not, what is your honest opinion about them? Like, do you believe they're aggressive? Are they not?
So, my honest opinion on whether pit bulls are aggressive or not is I really don't think that they are aggressive. I actually think that they are very lovable, kind, and very fun dogs, judging from my dog. And whenever I play with her, she's always just very happy to just run around and chase after the ball that I throw after her.
So, from what I heard, according to Perceptions of Pit Bulls and Other Canine Breeds by Mallory A. Paoli, a more recent study by Collier in 2016 estimated that pit bulls were responsible for 6.7% of dog bite fatalities over a 40-year period, while pit bulls were thought to make up 9.6% of the U.S. dog population. So, what's your opinion on that? Do you agree with this statement? Do you not?
I think that pit bulls are definitely tend to be more on the aggressive side of dogs. Not that they are aggressive, all of them are aggressive. That's like just saying like how every person in the world is aggressive because of a small group of animals. I just think that some pit bulls obviously tend to be more aggressive, and then people tend to look at those more than the ones that are not aggressive and are more calm, more lovable, and more playable.
So do you believe that they're, like, portrayed in a negative way? Like, maybe, like, there's, like, the media influence on it?
I definitely do think that. I definitely do.
Yeah. The media likes to portray many negative aspects of things rather than the positive aspects of things. So that's probably why they have more of their negative stereotype, as they're always seen as aggressive, that they might be, like, the most aggressive type of dog, even though that might not necessarily be the case. Okay, so one more final question. So how do you believe we can change society's perspective on these kinds of dogs?
So I think we can change everyone's mindset on these kinds of dogs by specifically not really hiding the bad parts, the bad things that they have done, but I'd say show it to them, but also show all of the good things that they've done. Because it is such a minimal amount of bad things that they've done that we can't account it for just that. We can account it if it's like, if it was a majority of the things they've done, if they're purely evil, but that is just a very, very small percentage. So I think we have to just start showing people all the good things they do and all the happy and enjoyable moments that people have with them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, like, the media is only so focused on portraying, like, the negative parts of anything, really, like, of dogs, of even people. So I think what we can do to change that would be maybe, like, for example, since I heard that a lot of pit bulls are more in, like, animal shelters because of the reputation that they have, so maybe, like, the media can, like, portray them being super, like, playful and, like, super sweet. and just, you know, like get the good aspect of that type of dog rather than only showing the statistical data, which could be completely off the market and stuff like that. Thank you, Zach, for your time and your answers. This was greatly appreciated.
Anytime.
Tune into the next part of this segment where I'll be interviewing Greg Prado, who is an actual pit bull dog owner, and we'll see what he thinks on their reputation. Is it true or is it not true? We will see. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So, I actually heard that you own pit bulls. So, how is it? Is it easy to take care of one? Hard to take care of one?
I do own two pit bulls. I've had one for almost 14 years, and we just recently got a new one.
That's awesome.
He's about 7 months old. They're fantastic dogs. They're fantastic family members and playmates. What I will tell anybody that wants to own one or buy one or adopt one is that they're aggressive dogs. You know, they like to play and they can be rough. So you have to have a strong personality to deal with them. Having said that, they are fantastic family dogs. They're very loyal. And I love them. I would never have another breed.
Well, now I'm sure you've heard of the reputation that pit bulls have, and being that you are a pit bull owner, do you agree with their reputation? Like, why or why not?
Absolutely not, and I will share with you a story. Years ago, Goliath, who is my old one, he's going to be 14 soon, my son Jason showed up at the house with him as a puppy. He was probably 6 weeks old or 8 weeks old. And I said, what the heck is this thing? His mom said, oh, Jason adopted a pit bull puppy. I immediately got defensive and said, there's no way I'm going to have a pit bull in this house because of all the negative perceptions, the media, the news, everything that you heard about every single day about them. There's no way. There was different myths about them, that their jaws would never let go, that you had to get special insurance for them, and all that kind of stuff, and they were just downright violent. Anyway, long story short, the dog is with me now 14 years later, and I believe that they are the best breed ever. I have nothing to say, nothing but positive things to say about them. I believe that the negative that you hear about them is when people get them and they don't take care of them. Like any other dog, if you buy any dog, a German Shepherd, a Vizsla, this one or that one, and you don't exercise them and you don't play with them and you don't take care of them properly, they can be aggressive. They're not meant to be kept in a small cage or in a small apartment. You know, people make a lot of mistakes when it comes to getting dogs. So that's my perception about pit bulls. I think they have a bad rap. I keep my son out of the house 14 years ago, and here I am with my dog, and he's wearing diapers because I love him so much.
That's awesome. Okay, so according to Pit Bull Bands and the Human Factors Affecting Canine Behavior by Jamie Medlin, it says here that today pit bulls seem to be responsible for the highest number, causing 45 of 145 fatal attacks since 1999. Do you agree with that or no?
Absolutely not. The problem with the pit bulls, quote unquote, is that they've had a bad rap for years and years and years. If you pay attention to the news media, whenever a dog attack happens, it's always a pit bull. It's always a pit bull. It's never a German Shepherd or a Siberian Husky or any of those other breeds. The actual breed that attacks most every single year, believe it or not, it's a little Chihuahua. But they don't make the news. They don't make the media because it's not sexy. So no, absolutely, I disagree with that 100%.
Okay. And so now this type of information, according to pitbullinfo.org, there is a recent review that says that there's like no difference in aggression between pit bulls and to actual other breeds of dogs. Do you agree with that instead?
Yes. Yes. There is no difference between a pit bull and a German shepherd. It's all based upon the way that you raise the breed. If you keep a breed caged up, locked up, they're aggressive. If you let them come out and hang around with your family and stuff, they're friendly. It all depends on how you raise them. It's just like people.
Rick, it was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. Whenever you want to get information about pit bulls and pit bull puppies and even the older ones like this one that are got diapers on in my house, it goes to show how much we love them. You're more than welcome to call us.
And that's all for our segment here, folks. Tune in next time. Bye!